Thank you for all being here on a Friday. I know there's lots of places you can be on a Friday, so I appreciate you taking the time to be with me. It does truly mean a lot. I would like to do a love poem right now, since it's sort of early in the show. I warn you, it is sappy and romantic, so I'll get it out of the way now, and then I'll go back to the dirty stuff that everyone loves or whatever. Okay. It's called I Fuck Sluts. Sluts! Sluts! It's not a roll call, but thank you. Sluts! I fuck sluts! Sluts get fucked when I fuck sluts. No ifs, ands, and or buts. I fuck sluts. I fuck sluts. Nice girls are nice, but no good for nut sucking. They'll need a serene night to green light a butt fucking. But that'll be easy with sleazy old slut fucking. Boo to the nice girls. Praise be to slut fucking. I have a list. A list? Yes, a list of all the sluts I've missed. I've never fucked or sucked these sluts, and thus my nuts are fucking pissed. So when I fuck the lucky slut, my nut removes her from the list. Another dumb cum bucket struck from my nut sucking, suck it slut, slut fucking bucket list. So, yes, you hear the influences, Chaucer. The pages are blank. I know it. Why am I lying to you? Sluts can be white, black, brown, pink, or almond. They can be skinny with big tits or be skinny with small ones. Sluts can be perky, preppy, or posh with their brains and their clothes all shrunk from the wash. CD people are confused. But other sluts are pretty and funny and smart. These sluts can lift all your thoughts from your dick to your heart. They can talk about science, music, or art. They can put you together, or they can pull you apart. But don't trust these sluts. Don't you dare to force you to trust them and love them and care. And then they'll be gone, and then you'll be aware of that hole in your heart that that dumb slut left there. Thank you very much. So, you see, he was lashing out with sexist language because he had his heart broken. We all learned something. I know that bit in particular is a little bit dense, a little bit hard to follow, and I want to be able to do something that's easier to follow and you could probably get on the first listen, so I want to do a slower joke for you. Here's a slow joke.
What did the ear of corn say when all of its clothes fell off? Aw, shucks. Get it? Like shucks as in shucking corn, and also shucks the exclamation? Am I right?
Something for everybody. My father recently told me that I act too gay on stage. I said, really, Dad? Prove it! For those listening, I threw confetti flamboyantly.
Oh, we're having fun. Thank you for all being here.